full withdrawal of American troops from the country. Separate blasts in Iraq have killed at least 7 people and wounded dozens of others. The first blast hit a police vehicle in the city of Fallujah in Iraq's western Anbar province, killing 5 policemen. A second explosion in southwest Baghdad killed 2 people and wounded 31 others at a bus station. The Iraqi military says the bomb was placed at the station entrance in Baya district. Thursday's blasts come a day after a massive bomb explosion killed at least 62 people and wounded 150 others in Baghdad's Sadr city. Another fatal bombing in Kirkuk earlier this week killed some 80 people and wounded hundreds of others. The attacks are the deadliest to hit the country over the past year. Meanwhile, Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has blamed the U.S. military occupation for the rising number of explosions across the country. Sadr said the attacks are terrorist acts carried out by the U.S. The Iraqi cleric announced 3 days of national mourning for the lost lives. The recent explosions come days before U.S. troops are due to withdraw from Iraqi towns and cities. Officials have warned of an increase in insurgent attacks. They say the attacks are aimed at undermining confidence in the government's ability to handle security.